up. Star 102.5.
Back to more fun with Ken, Colleen, and Kurt.
Every day I drive by the NAPP Center. Several times.
Right.
Because I live there. Right. Well, over by there anyway.
Just once a day. Never more than that.
But I've been thinking more and more, you know, it's almost basketball season. Yeah. I get excited. You guys know I love to go to games. And,
yes, you do.
So let's bring Coach Jenny Bronchek on. Drake women's basketball coach. Hey, Coach. Good morning.
How are you guys?
We're good. How you doing?
I know, and isn't the NAPP Center, doesn't it look amazing with the blue graphics on it?
It does.
And everything else?
It's fantastic.
You kind of probably take that loop intentionally, don't you?
I do. I love going through there. I think that campus looks more and more beautiful all the time.
Yes, it
really
does.
It really is fantastic, everything they've done. And I know there's a lot more coming, so it's just insane.
Yeah, it's cool.
We've lived there almost 20 years in that neighborhood, and it's just so different than it was. So, but it's pretty exciting. So, of course, you know, you're the two-time defending champs, or am I cheating you? Is it three?
It is three.
Three-time defending Missouri Valley champs. And you got, I know, a lot of players coming back, including, of course, Becca Hittners, you know, the two-time Missouri Valley Player of the Year. You got to feel pretty good going into this season, I would think.
Oh, my gosh. I feel really good about this team and this season. And, you know, just like you said, everything that's going on at Drake has just been really special right now. It's really electric. And it's just, you know, there's so much positive buzz just going around campus and just in this community. But, you know, in terms of our team, I'm so excited. We have great leadership in terms of our senior class. So you've got Becca Hittner, like you just mentioned, who went to Dowling Catholic, and then Sarah Ryan, who also has just been phenomenal. And then Brittany Rose is another senior for us. But, you know, we have a lot of players, the local players. Grace Berg is back from Indianola, and Hannah Fuller's a junior this year from Valley. So it's really fun to be able to see all these players that are from this area too succeeding here at Drake. And this year is going to be really fun. So I really hope everybody is able to really experience this team.
Well, you brought up Grace Berg from Indianola. I saw her down. We were down doing the Combat Hunger Rivalry football game at Indianola on Friday night. She was there with her family. I think her brother plays for the team. I was wondering, have they announced yet on her eligibility? Because isn't that somewhat in question at this point, whether she can play this season?
Yep, it is still in question. And no, they have not made a decision yet. So hopefully we'll find that out soon. And it's just quite the process of trying to wait for the NCAA. But, she's been great, and it's been so good to have her. And it's just been really fun. She's fit in really well. It's fun to have her back home. And our team, we're just so excited.
And what is the deal with the NCAA? What are they waiting so long for?
It's always like a day before the season, like, you get her back.
It's like, come on. It's like
this tends to file under things I can't technically talk about. So.
True.
Oh, there you go.
Okay. Everything was going well for the Drake women's basketball team until Ken asked the question that got Jenny in trouble. Yeah.
I know. And also, I know you have the young woman who was, I think she went to Washington and then transferred to Drake.
Sierra Collier.
Yes. And I've heard from people who tell me they've been going to practice that she tears it up. She's pretty tough and intense at practice.
She's
so
good.
I'm looking forward to watching her play too. So
yeah, you're just gonna fall in love watching her too, because she just has this intensity, and she just plays at this really high level, and she's really fun. She's a great leader too, and it's really nice because we have her for 3 years, and so she's only a sophomore, and just the way that she's fit in as well. And she's originally from Kansas City,
so
we recruited her, and then she went out to Washington and then wanted to come back. So, but she's going to be really good for us, and she's going to be a fun one to watch.
We're talking with Jenny Bronchek, coach of Drake women, of course, and she's on the phone with us this morning. So are the kids up? Are they getting ready for school? How's that all going, or what's going on there, Jenny? Is it loud?
You know, I'm hiding in the basement, so hopefully you can hear me okay.
Well,
right,
kids,
now,
she's in the basement. She's in the basement, kids.
Yeah. But honestly, you know what? Yeah, they are. So we usually have, the boy usually sleeps in pretty late, and the 2-year-old is screaming, so you may be able to hear that. I don't know. She's yelling, "Mom, Mom, where are you?" No. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, you started a game of hide and go seek.
Right.
And you didn't even know
right?
it.
Right? I know. Well, like you guys said, you guys miss out on most of
those
mornings at your house, trying to get them out of the house on time. And
we hear they're tough.
That stuff, so.
I was,
yeah.
Yeah, my wife likes to come home and tell me how easy I have it every day.
I know. Right. Right. In all fairness, I say the same thing to my husband. Colleen, you probably do too.
Yeah.
So, Coach, I know we're getting obviously closer and closer to the season. I know you got a couple of exhibition games going on at the Drake's or at the NAB Center people can come to before the opener, which is November 8th. Is that right? Is that what that is? Yeah. So who do you have in the exhibition? Yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No. And our exhibition games, actually our first exhibition game is October 29th, and we play Central Missouri, and they are they have won national championships at the Division II level, so they're a very good opponent already just to start. And then we have Simpson in our next exhibition. And then our first three games, we literally open up with two at home, and the first one is November 8th against South Dakota State. And there's 6 p.m. start again this year. And then we'll host Iowa State on Sunday, November 10th. And that'll be at 2 o'clock. And then we're on the road at South Dakota the following Wednesday. But those first three opponents were all in the NCAA tournament last year. So
fun.
We have a really good schedule again this year.
You are not afraid to play tough teams. You got Oklahoma. I see Purdue's. I think you're on the schedule. I mean, you really, you guys play some tough opponents to get ready. And I know that's the goal, right? The goal is to toughen yourself up so that when March comes around, you can finally get over that hump and maybe win a game in postseason play. Right?
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. And we also want to be able to play really good basketball teams in the NAB Center. You know, that's really fun, too, because it's a great environment. And, you know, we're trying to really focus again on families this year and are selling our $99 family pass again so your family can come for the whole season. We don't really care how big your family is. Some of our families are crazy. There's going to be kids running around. It's great. But it is a great family environment. So we do hope that families get to come.
I tell people this all the time. You know what? They draw good crowds, but there's still plenty of seats available, and it is. Yep. It's a great atmosphere for the family. It's a great, obviously, program and team to watch. And so I encourage people all the time, get over there. And those 6 p.m. starts are great. You're home early. Mm-hmm. It's fantastic. So I know people, get out and buy those tickets. NAB Center box office, I know you can get them there. And of course, it won't be long, just a few weeks away before the opener November 8th at the NAB Center, and those couple of exhibitions you can catch between now and then. So it's always great to talk to you, Coach. We appreciate the time.
Awesome. You too, you guys. Thank you so much, and we'll talk soon.
Absolutely. Good luck on the season, and looking forward to getting over there and watching. Coach Jenny Baranchek.
Perfect.
Drake, thank you, Coach. Have a great day.
Tweet us at Star 1025.
Ken, Colleen, and Kurt
on Star 102.5.